to order the meeting of the Yorkville Public Library Policy Committee. Today's October 19th, 2020, 6 p.m. So we'll do a roll call.
Yes. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Brundage?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
And Garcia?
Yes.
Okay, recognition of visitors, there are none. Amendments to the agenda? None. Public comment, no public. Staff comment, no staff. So, business tonight is to approve a revised meeting room policy. So we, in the last board meeting, we had talked about amending the policy to remove or add language so that the library director could waive the fee of the room. So I think what Elisa has left here tonight is the stapled copy is the current policy and room rental fee agreement. And then she had emailed over today a revision of some requests that she and the management team had come up with, which is the sample sheet. So if maybe you want to take time to look this over and do a question if you have.
Oh, we have some on that.
So it looks, like we'll just kind of run down the list here of what Elisa has sent us. So she wants to be able to give priority to library-sponsored events over external events. And it looks like designating hours for anything that is non-library, so any other community meetings, to these days that she has listed here.
This is just to assist with keeping our in-house programs from those times, right?
Well, it sounds as though she wants to just make sure that there is
ample time for the library to have their programming.
What the library is trying to do.
Mm-hmm. They're all starting to create so many things.
Mm-hmm. So are there any kind of thoughts around why we wouldn't want to identify particular times that are for community use only?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
I'm sorry. This is the community can only use it after 3 o'clock.
That's what she says.
Why after three?
Exactly. Why I'm homeschooling out of people at twelve.
The way I'm reading this is these are their preferred times, but they can use it during the day if the library is not using it. Priority is given to the library.
Regardless.
But it's recommended for community meetings to be at this time. But they can ask for earlier times, provided the library is not using the meeting room.
So if there's no programming going on.
Correct. That's the way I read it.
Right. I don't think you need to put times at all.
Right. It looks like
you can put the end time. I do recommend that because of the last half hour for disinfecting the room. Community rooms cannot be used before 10:30 or after 6:30. Before 10:30 on any day, to give them that half hour for everybody to get to work and get checked in. You know, like we can make sure we have enough staff. Well, because they're having somebody who goes over to check the room. But we're not sitting in their meetings. Mm-hmm. So it's not like circulation here is jumping that you can't have somebody go over and check the room. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When you first come in anyway, you should check in at circulation
right. And
say, we're here for our meeting, and they take you over to the room or open the room for you, and then you just say, when you're done, please let me know. And then I go over, or if you have a scheduled time, our meeting is 45 minutes, that's what you agreed on, then somebody from circulation just goes back. But I, you know, that first half hour when you first open is kind of like, did everybody even show up? Because it could have been an emergency call off or something. You want to make sure your staffing is right. And then I like this last half hour for picking up. But other than that, I think it just complicates things to put hours on the policy.
So we would just say that priority, so community may schedule use of the room after 10:30 a.m. and no later than a half an hour before closing of the library. And priority will be given to library-sponsored events.
Or we could say as long as, something to the effect that as long as available.
Well, that's a given. If it's not open, you can't schedule it.
Well, you just said it has to be. It has to end by a half hour before the library.
Yeah,
closes.
She said that.
I heard it differently then. Okay.
But we currently have a community policing that
on Wednesdays
it goes beyond this time
because it's the police.
And it's a community.
Well, that's a government organization.
So is that really need to be part of the policy, or is that the process, right? So the policy is that the community gets to use the room, and that library programs do take priority, but that, you know, if I submit my request to use the room, that then I just, we work out, hey, you know, is it for the room, could I get it until 7? Could I get it till 7:30?
I guess they're not wanting to do that every case. They're wanting to have
half hour.
Well, I think they just want to have guidelines so that there's less of that. There are exceptions.
Like our meetings.
Yes.
Or board meetings.
Yeah. Right. Or the police department using it. But instead of it being exceptions, be every single case. Instead of it being case by case, the hours you can use, that
alleviate.
Programs should begin and end between these hours unless an exception has been allowed.
Granted.
Unless an exception has been granted by the library director. So that she, under her discretion, allowed the police department.
Mm-hmm.
So like we can just give those, like the way you worded it was perfectly.
Right.
Half hour after opening and a half hour before closing, unless an exception to this time has been given by the library, been granted by the library director. Mm-hmm. So they still have wiggle room for those, but we don't have to like lay out every hour for every day.
Okay, so community can use it starting half an hour after close or after opening, with being wrapped up a half an hour before closing, unless.
Unless an exception is
unless
provided.
I'll put the language in there, like unless.
I like an exception has been granted by the library director.
Unless exception. Okay, granted by library director, and then priority for library events. Okay, so groups are limited to nonprofit or government Yorkville organizations. And one member of the group must be a Yorkville resident with a library card. Yorkville government agencies are the exception. So why would we limit it to types of groups that can...
No, I thought she...
A lot of places do.
Wait a minute. She opened this prior to depositions and stuff like that.
Right, so why do we say library card?
That's different.
Right.
We never had that.
That's a renting of the room.
This is renting the room.
This is renting the room.
But it's. I think she's trying. These are not the policy. These are things that they say to remember when we're developing the policy.
Got it. These are guidelines.
So they currently allow these people to use it without a fee, nonprofits and government. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, now that we're opening it. If you use it, you have to have a library card.
At least one.
That's different from when we rented the room out,
right.
And we still rented it to nonprofit versus for profit, and it had a rate.
Yes,
so,
on her first page here of the stapled, she's got nonprofit and for profit rates. But here, what I'm reading here is groups are limited to nonprofit or government organizations.
I don't know why she's
talking about that. So
only.
Like, why would you not have for-profit welcomed in to use the room.
I think she's trying to limit the, during COVID time, the usage.
But listen, whoever uses the room outside of my breathing space, it's on you, as long as you pay my fee. Like, I mean, like, and I love that she has this line about the, they agree to, where'd she put it, the add-on.
Liability.
Yes.
So I think that it, we can go back to using it the way it was used, as long as people, and I think that how we can help is the limit of the size.
Yes.
And have this added on, like whoever rents an agreement has to sign a contract with this, like I agree to, I don't know what our current, I wish I could see that.
That's right.
Oh, is that the back? So we need to add that to this.
So before we do that, I'm sorry. Can we just go back? Are we?
Oh, you know what? Nonprofit. We had this. We had talked about certain groups going for free.
Right.
Currently, nonprofits pay.
They do $50.
Right. But then there's scout troop groups and homeschool collective groups, which may need the space, but aren't necessarily the kind of nonprofits that should pay. So those are the people who, the privilege is because you're a library cardholder.
Oh.
So you get to use the room for a small meeting because you're a library cardholder. And, like, you do pay taxes to use this beautiful library. And the room was unused, and you have six scout dads and three scout. Why couldn't you just meet in that room?
So that's what we're talking about here.
I think it needs to get added to this policy. Before, we couldn't give it. She had to tell them no, because there is no way to give it to a nonprofit group without them paying.
Okay.
You see what I mean? Our old policy, she had to say, you pay $50. And if it's like $50 for an hour and a half meeting, we're just a bunch of scouts and dads.
I understand. So on the first page of this, fee and room reservation, I think we need to add language up in there. So it says fees are intended to cover the library's blah, blah, blah. In the library's board's intention that public meeting rooms should be self-supporting. Room fees will be viewed annually by the library board. That's fine. A fee for each meeting must accompany the room reservation application unless waived by the library director at her discretion.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that is just it. Unless waived.
But then it might open.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
Was where we needed the guidelines. That discretion starts to get really... So this was to set up what is that group. So the fee may be waived for nonprofit or government Yorkville organizations where one member of the group must be a Yorkville member with a library card. Okay. Yorkville government agencies are the exception of being a cardholder. So
that
I think that's
right here.
Yes.
Okay.
To the at the discretion of the library director,
yep,
if the groups, and then we throw that bullet right there. I think that's how we need to fit. Yeah. So
yep.
I think that was what this came up, right? Because there were groups who couldn't afford the fee.
Right.
But felt like, why can't we use the room? Because this room allows the space requirements for COVID.
Yep.
So then do we continue with the limit of the size?
Okay, this is my question. What is that room capacity?
That's what my
couple of hundred. Or about 150? I think there's a sign out there that says it's like 140.
And so if you're trying to be COVID responsible, you divide it by four, I believe.
Right.
So 15 is really small.
She was including that the building is supposed to have 50 people in it. But I think that
they're
two separate buildings.
That's a separate building. And no space can be more than 50, that I know. But that is a totally separate... Like, it's not the whole building. Because, like, our schools have more than 50.
Correct.
No room can have more than 50. So all of our lunchroom... We had to make one lunchroom into six. Because each lunchroom could contain no more than 50 kids. So, like, I'm not sure it's 50... But I'm telling you, if you went, and we might want to go and measure 6 feet apart, but I'm thinking if you just did a simple square, I don't know what the square footage of that room, it's more than 15. This is very limited.
It's approximately 3,000 square feet.
So
I'm not
every
sure
person
if that included,
needs a 6 foot
I don't
level.
Think that included the loft.
No,
I
wouldn't.
Was,
but we wouldn't include the loft.
But you see, like, think about how many of us are just in that one space and we're 6 feet apart in that one area off to the side.
That's not including the other side.
That's 15 right there sometimes with our visitors. So that's why I was like, there's a couple of groups who I know could use this room, like home, like a group of homeschool parents or something like that.
So, Russ, what's the capacity again?
Do you want me to go
It's over 100.
It's over 100.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't we just align behind the CDC guidelines for the COVID? Mm-hmm. You know, right now you cannot meet in groups larger than 50 based upon the level that the state is at. Mm-hmm. If that state, if that changes with a increased, you know, resurgence and it drops down to 10 people,
right,
then that has to align behind.
I think this needs to say due to current COVID requirements.
I think we need to call out the capacity of the room is so we can figure that out, and that based upon the COVID-19 pandemic, we will align the capacity to the CDC guidelines at the time of reservation.
Yeah.
And do we want to say, okay,
that sounds,
I was going to say, do we want to say the COVID-19, or do we want to make it a little bit broader, like,
well, the COVID-19 pandemic is the only one that has a guideline.
Yes. I'm just saying, I think that there could be another health one that would have the same guideline rather than rework the...
Instead of revisiting this in the future, you could just say, due to CDC guidelines, and leave it at that.
Or say, mm-hmm, say room capacity must meet...
CDC guidelines?
Well, whatever the room is. Because, you know, like, you
fire,
can't ever go...
Fire code.
Fire code and current CDC guidelines for...
For large groups.
For large groups. Or for meetings. Right. So that whatever it happens to be, in any future... That's what I was trying to say. Like, instead of having to rewrite it when it's not COVID, but it's some other thing.
So we'll revise it to say, you know, room capacity for fire guidelines. However we should say that. I'm not sure exactly what the right language is.
Per fire code.
Per fire code is, and we'll put the number in.
Mm-hmm.
Groups will be limited to that capacity.
Or, at all times, right.
Or current CDC guidelines, should they be in place. So, I mean, the director would need to know.
Yes.
And we all know.
The current CDC guidelines in place.
Mm-hmm. But they said if we go back to 3, it goes down to 25 again.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, this is really small for that size room.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with the fire code and the CDC guidelines.
Mm-hmm. I like this 90-day.
Me too.
Okay, so reservations may not be made more than 90 days in advance, apart from local nonprofit groups who may reserve the room once calendar month. That's confusing.
What does that mean? What local?
Reservations may not be made more than...
Educational, cultural, civic, and public.
So why couldn't I request the room 30 days in advance? If it's
no, you
free,
can. Not more than 90.
But
not more than 3
time.
Months.
It's basically to align their programming.
And it's because they only do their programming. I came from a library, you do your programming
a quarter
6 months
time.
Out.
Okay.
They only do a quarter at
okay.
a time.
Well,
so they only know for the next 3 months.
From local nonprofit.
So there may be like the police department scheduled
okay.
for the next 6 months.
Okay. I believe we had the HOA that came in, that came and met every month.
Yes.
And they scheduled that way out in advance.
Right.
A whole year.
Right. For a whole year at a time.
And we said okay to that.
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
And I guess then we just schedule our programming around that.
We may reserve the room once per calendar year.
I don't think we need the staging reservations approved. We have that already.
Right.
Right? You've moved that to
yeah,
the top.
Have
okay.
That.
Yeah.
And the event of 2 groups asking for the same time. Well, yeah. First, yeah. Yeah. It'll be honored. Makes sense to me. So I guess this is how she was saying the fee. That's why I was like, this is one when people don't pay. So circulation staff will be added
to assist with room.
Do we? Is our circulation staff so busy that they can't come and check in and
why
check out the room?
Why would we have to add them if we already have some at the desk or some that are there?
We have 2 at the desk, right?
Right. So why are we adding additional circulation staff just to disinfect if we already have would have some already here, right? Working.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't understand.
So it's like. Calling somebody in
to pay them just to come and disinfect the room.
No, I think she's saying they're going to schedule more people for the whole time that there was like they put more people at circulation so that there's a person to cover the room. But I mean, this is not like an event planning. It's not so busy. I don't need you to hire a home. I don't need you to pay somebody extra 2 or 3 hours for my scout meeting or for my homeschool group to meet for an hour.
I don't think so.
Right?
I think whoever's there at that time. I mean, they have a calendar. They know who's going to be in the meeting room, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So then whoever comes in at the day, you know, we look at the calendar to see if we have any meetings going on. And mm-hmm. then I just know that at this time, I need to go and make sure that the room is clean.
Well, this is, for them, an added responsibility.
Well, this is where we are right now. I mean, it's...
So, prior to COVID, what was the... the responsibility or
they charge them to make up for that, but it's still the same people.
They charge them, but
did the cleaning staff do it? Only if it was dirty.
It says it right here. If it was, yeah, it's right here in this.
We charged them, and that was partially to cover the clean. I remember like you talking about the cleaning. But that was only if it was
so
like
so we were paying
really
people
dirty.
Extra?
No.
They were
so.
Still on their schedule.
Yeah.
Right. It was part of their duty.
Just yes. Charging for the
charging the rental the person that rent, the group that's renting a fee if it was not if it was left like messy and not clean.
Well, it says it was a cleanup
cleaning,
fee. If food, is served, they automatically were charged a $25 fee.
Here it is, cleanup fee.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know who that person was. I don't know who did the cleaning. Was it a staff member or was it the maintenance?
No, probably our custodian.
Custodians,
yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
Why would we hire additional staff? That's what I'm trying to understand. For disinfecting. That doesn't...
I'm not sure either. I mean, just the custodians here every day.
Yeah.
Five thirty or something
and
like that.
And they would be responsible for cleaning...
The entire library.
The entire
yeah.
library.
Then you ask them to go wipe down the tables.
So we'd ask them to please, mm-hmm. you know... Make, they're going to be over in that room anyway, emptying garbage. And,
mm-hmm. and we do charge, and I think that I'm looking at this thinking perhaps the charge should happen even for these free groups if food is served.
Well,
because if okay. you don't charge them the meat in the room and then they
bring food.
Well, she already said here no food or drink allowed in the meeting room.
Especially, yeah,
but that's on this. Oh, during the pandemic. But what happens when the pandemic is over and now we've given the small group and they bring food? My son was a scout.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes scouts have birthdays and we bring food.
That's right.
During their meeting.
And what's the question?
So we charge people a fee for bringing food.
It's pretty hefty.
This group, it is. But if this group was let in to have the meeting for free,
mm-hmm.
do we not charge them the cleaning fee? Because that should be universal.
Determining
yeah.
if they bring food or not.
I mean, if four Cub Scouts are coming in here and we say you don't have to pay the room rental fee, does that also mean that they all pick up Subway and they're eating? Does that mean we're going to charge them $25 to clean the?
Well, that's
no.
all I'm saying. We would have charged any other group.
I know, but now it starts to get like a really complex, hairy policy.
It also starts to get that people are going to ask for this room a lot so they can have the little mini parties. As long as somebody has a library card, I would.
Mm-hmm.
I'd figure that out fast. And bring my cupcakes. And
but that's why
because I get the space for free.
Right, but then this is why we say at the discretion of the life of the director, she would have to, or whomever, would need to determine who this group is and what are they using it for.
No food or drink allowed in the meeting room during the pandemic. Bottled water is allowed. Once pandemic, during other times, food can only be served if an additional, you got the room for free.
Okay.
That's the service we're providing you as a library card. You want to use it as a party. I mean, it is part of the, you know how people merge the scout meeting with
yes.
the, I mean, we've all done, I have young kids, so it's like, but that is more. That's more trash. That's vacuuming. You have to vacuum if food is served because you can't see all the crumbs that drop when kids are eating. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you don't say it, then I have the meeting for free and there's 10 people or 15 people and they eat pizza. And
so then you're saying at the end of this, no food, drink allowed in the meeting during the pandemic, only bottled water, and then what did you say after that?
I think we should say no food or drink allowed in the meeting room without paying an additional cleaning service fee. During the pandemic, no food is allowed, period, except for bottled water. Like, we want people to know, because this is adding to what we currently have.
And currently we say that we charge for food.
$25 if you
mm-hmm.
serve food. So we're not changing this.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what they're going to see when they agree. I just gave you the space for free.
But should it be 25? That's still...
That's another discussion, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty...
I think that's a lot. But I do know that there's still extra trash. You know, like, if you're not serving food, you may not even have any trash to discard of. But if you do serve food, you're definitely going to have trash.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's... It's not a quick wipe down by your custodians. Now it's a cleaning of the room. I got to vacuum. The time. I think they're probably thinking the time it takes for the custodian to clean the room.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably where they got the 20. Maybe that's where they got like 25 for an
Could
hour.
Be. Yeah.
So this
is that about
replacing
right?
this for this for now, or we're adding this into this? Is what
these are considered. I think
we're adding this into
yeah,
this.
So I think we're adding these into the policy.
So then the no food or drink allowed, we already have that, but then during the pandemic, if we know that it's going to cost us to use the custodial, perhaps...
I think what Mecca said
yeah,
is no food
said.
Or what no food or drink without a separate cleaning fee.
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly what she said.
Yep. And
said.
During the pandemic,
we're
no
doing
food.
No period, no food at all.
Yeah. Only water.
Yeah.
And see, that's new because we don't have that in our current meeting policy.
No.
So it's probably why some of these libraries are like, you know what, it's closed.
Mm-hmm.
But there's two that are open.
So okay, wait, I'm going to press on this. Meeting food or drink during pandemic. If I'm meeting the guidelines, if I have 10 people in the room for an approved meeting,
mm-hmm.
and we decide that we're going to have food and we agree to pay a cleaning fee, what's the problem with having food during the pandemic?
I go back to the fact that we serve the kids lunch and they take off their masks because they're 6 feet apart.
I just don't know what the
I think she's just thinking about the COVID and eating and
I think it's just
control.
Other people are doing it and
yeah.
we need to decide what's right for us.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So do we feel it's not right for us to do we feel like we should be limiting no food during the pandemic?
I think I like the original sentence of no
not
food
sure.
will be allowed without additional fee.
Without additional fee.
And I think that'll keep a lot of the food out.
Like,
people are like, we got the room for free, I'm not
exactly.
paying extra. And
yeah.
then if they do serve it, because you literally are taking a custodian who has a set schedule and adding the cleaning of the room to the schedule. And so now that when I talked about it, and Russ was like, yeah, that's probably an hour's work of a custodian.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it got to be 25, which seems like a lot to us.
Well, they got to clean the bathrooms.
But that's a large
yes.
room to vacuum.
Yes. yes.
They got to vacuum,
so
clean
I
bathrooms.
Like what you're saying, because
yeah.
we all eat
mm-hmm.
within a room as long as we're following
the guidelines.
Think about the indoor, all the restaurants. So it has to go back to how we said it the other one. As long as allowed by current CDC guidelines.
Yeah, if the CDC is
so how about
saying
we add
don't
that
gather
sentence
in groups
there.
And eat, then mm-hmm. we're not going to gather in groups and eat.
Yeah, you
but
can't
right
eat
now,
indoors. But they're allowing it.
You're
allowed.
It allows
you're
your
social distancing. Yep.
Yeah.
So did you write down that
so without
additional fee?
Additional, what is it called? Without the additional fee.
Sorry, Dylan, I can't talk right now. My brother's calling
yeah,
me.
I wrote down the capacity with the CDC guidelines. So for this, we're going to say food and drink is allowed in the meeting room with an additional $25 clean fee that cannot be waived.
Right. We should
right.
not waive that because
no.
we can't waive the pay
because
of the custodian.
We have to pay our maintenance folks.
And I think people will understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if I'm a non-for-profit... I could get my $50 room rental fee waived. But if I want to eat with my group, then I'm sorry, but we have to pay cleaning. Like, we're not making money off of this. This is literally to pay people to clean the space.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's can be explained.
So instead of saying no food, we're going to say food or drink and allow...
Or food or drink are allowed in the meeting room with the
additional
cleanup fee of $25.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it is following current CDC guidelines. Let's see, allowed by or following or something about like, because they have changed, right? Some of our indoor, outdoor, that's why we all started eating outdoors because
yep.
you couldn't eat indoors. Or,
So wait, let's go back up here. Additional circulation staff to we're not
I'm not doing
no.
that.
Cost for additional cleaning supplies will be that
that's
we
a,
already cover
it.
That, right?
That's
already
given
that part of the 25. Oh, because see, she must have been thinking everything got waived. Because before you paid, and that must be how they partially paid for the custodian. The fee. Adding the room to the custodian's duties must have been how they helped. Now we'll be absorbing because even if you just go
yeah.
in the room, somebody's got to go in and wipe it down.
Right.
Don't,
we don't,
don't
have to
they
put
do
that
every day anyway.
It should not be in the policy.
No, we
so,
already know that. That's a good.
Doesn't the cleaning staff clean that room every day?
I don't think so. Not if it's not used.
I don't, if it's not used, I don't think they would clean it.
Could she be thinking, like, okay, what if we have a group in here from 10 to, or 11 to 12? And then I have another group booked in here from 4 to 5.
She's saying somebody needs to clean
between
after that first meeting.
Yeah.
Which you're not going to have a maintenance staff here for that.
No.
So that's, in between could the be. Meetings.
So then probably if we, excuse me, if, I have to say something about if the meeting, if
that's
booking,
literally the library director looking at their schedule.
I know,
not double
booking
this. Like,
that's too much.
That's not in the policy.
No.
That's me knowing my custodian's cleaning schedule and not overbooking my
room. I think
room.
The $25 fee still applies. If you have food, you have a fee.
Yep.
And that's as simple as that. And if there's more than one meeting a day, yeah, I mean, the staff who's here, they have to figure out how somebody's going
to
come in and...
Guess what? If there's a craft,
you know, maybe
charged.
They put up signs, and maybe part of the agreement is saying we will clean up after ourselves and put our stuff in the garbage. You
well,
know,
they
there's.
Do. I think I've read that in there before, but still, I think she's thinking of right now with the pandemic in between.
Right.
But that just should be our known of how the scheduling takes place. That we have two meetings, somebody has to be responsible in between these two meetings to go in and disinfect.
Okay, so see, this has, they can use the kitchen. Roots may supply their own coffee, cream, sugar, and paper towels. We provide a coffee pot. Only light refreshments are permitted. We don't give storage. Okay, so I feel like I remember talking about, like, say, crafts. There's some crafts that are worse than food.
Well, she's saying here no
glitter.
She's got
no glitter.
Oh, but we can cut lots of paper. Have you ever seen a floor after people have cut paper?
Well, I mean...
Is that just one thing that you just specify?
I'm just saying, like, if you're using it as a space to meet, purely meet, that's different than, like, crafts and, you know what I mean? Like, that requires more labor. And so labor is different than just sitting in the space. Like, we have this empty space where all the person has to do afterwards is come and wipe down the knobs and the tops. That's a really easy job. But if I have to vacuum the room...
In between us.
Then I have my custodian has to, like, I have to actually give them more work to do that day than is on their schedule. And is our custodian even here the full day?
No.
No.
No. What hours are custodians
here?
They're
like from 5:30 till 10 or something like that.
Right. So if you have a 12 o'clock and they leave the floor a mess, who's cleaning it?
I just feel like people are going,
well, okay, so number three, regulations. Groups using the meeting room or kitchen are responsible for leaving the room as they found them and reimbursing the library for any damage that may occur to library-owned furniture, equipment, or to the library facility. What if we add there something about additional cleaning necessary for your group, right? So if I come in and I do a craft with paper and I leave bits of paper all over the floor... And I don't clean it up. I don't sit there and pick it all up before I leave the room. Then we might give you another $25 charge because now we have extra cleaning to do because you couldn't clean up after yourself.
Right.
I agree.
And that way, and we can say, I mean, glitter. I can understand. You'll never get that stuff up. But I mean, maybe we could say no. You know.
How about you take a refundable deposit?
No glitter. A refundable deposit.
Refundable cleaning deposit.
For the ones that are renting for free?
A $25 refundable. It covers food or craft. If it's a simple wipe-down job, they get their $25 back. If it's like, we need the custodian in, I don't feel like, for me, if I'm a scout, giving you a $25 check that you're going to give right back to me, I'm not actually paying for it. This is just securing the space. It's also securing my space. Because if I gave you a check and then you no-show, so then I didn't get to rent it for a fee, I lost potential revenue because I didn't rent it for a fee because you told me you needed it, but because it didn't cost you anything, it's no big deal when you don't show up to your meeting.
I thought we had that included in the policy.
But that was people who paid.
Yep.
So they lost their deposit. Now, if we give it to you for free, and you know what happens when people have it for free, they just don't show up. And they don't tell you, they don't give you 48 hours notice that they're not coming. You've scheduled additional staff to be here for it. Can we have a deposit that you get back? because then I think it also means that people aren't going to willy-nilly be calling the
library. They're not going to just say, I want to use it, they don't show up.
Oh, let me reserve the space just in case.
Yeah.
And then something else comes up.
And then already get it somewhere else.
I think that's still a responsible use. Like, your library card allows you to even use it for free. But you give a simple deposit so that if there's any cleaning or whatever, which they could check the next day, or that way, because, so maybe that's part of the reason why they probably recommended only one, because they needed to stay that way till the custodian can come the next day. So maybe we need to say for right now, no more than one reservation a day. There's no other way to clean it in between meetings.
Oh, you mean for the ones that are renting without paying?
Without taking away our normal staff.
Does that make sense, Paul?
I don't know.
I mean,
how are they cleaning
hours
normally?
The day.
What do they do when they do a craft? Do they just clean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've done plenty of
So we
crafts.
Clean after our own programs.
Mm-hmm. They pick up all the stuff.
But if somebody else does, we were charging them so that we could have somebody else pay for it, or they use library staff to clean.
I don't know who they would use at that time. I just know that whenever
we library staff has been used for it.
Yeah.
To clean the room or straighten the room out after.
After, like if we had an event, come to events, and then at the end they do pick up after,
they just
event.
Pick up. For me, it feels like a normal part of your job.
If you're hosting an event,
like to run the vacuum.
Like when the police department held their meeting at noon here a month or so ago. Afterwards, it was cleaned by the staff.
Right, because the custodian is gone.
Right.
So what are we talking about, the clean, or are we talking about the glitter?
I guess in my head I was trying to think of all the reasons why you would charge deposit.
Oh, okay.
Was it because do we need to bring extra people in if we have more than one in a day? Or, because they feel like we need an extra circulation person if we're going to start letting the room be open.
But our circulation is two, isn't it two per day?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we cross that bridge if all of a sudden we're like, whoa, the library room is like the hottest ticket in town.
Then we can get another person in here.
Until
it's
business.
Whoever's on whoever on staff at the time, it's two people at the front desk. So
you
can pick between the two.
And if the director wants to bring somebody in, that's her discretion.
Yeah.
Right? She can schedule somebody if she wants to be there that
day. You don't have to put that in the policy.
No.
No, that shouldn't be in the policy.
Okay,
but what about the deposits so that people don't just willy-nilly schedule and cancel? Because do we have that right now for paying people?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. We have cancellations have to be made within 40 hours before
48
schedule.
Hours in advance.
Mm-hmm. Or forfeit the fee.
Hey, here's the occupancy of the room.
Yep, number 21.
See, 149. That's why I was like, 15 is really small.
Okay, so we'll make that amendment there.
And then it says here, number 24, a library staff member may be present at any time during the meeting or function.
To check up on
I mean, we already have the staff here.
Well, that's what she's saying. She would schedule more people so that they could stay at their current staffing in the library and have somebody to check on whatever function is running. But I don't think that every function needs that, exactly.
I don't think we'd be that busy when we have to have somebody else to come in. I think whomever's there, they can decide.
This is also, besides the contract, this policy is also what whoever's reserving the room would see. So I think that you can... We have room rates, 3-hour base rates. Nonprofit, $50. For-profit, $75. Couldn't we write beneath that a waived rate deposit, $25?
Waived rate deposit?
I don't know if that's the right word, but the meeting room fee waived. Because these people give a $50 check, and then it's refunded as long as they cancel within... at least 48 hours.
But
these people give a $75 check.
Right.
If I have my meeting room fee waived, I keep from not canceling in enough time for me to,
I think this. If we did that, then more people would be trying to get the non-waived fee. You know what I mean?
We got to put it somewhere.
I don't think we need to put on here
discretion
that it can be waived.
Right.
I think if I'm a nonprofit, and I'm a large nonprofit, and I can afford $50... Okay, pay the $50.
But if
I'm the library director and I see this as a group of kids,
I make a note.
I'm like, I'm going to waive this for you. Like,
that
makes
go?
A lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put it on this form?
No. Your library director needs to know exactly how much to charge people when she waives the fee.
Okay.
And so if it's not on here,
so
where does that go?
Doesn't a waived fee mean zero?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean I don't leave a deposit.
Oh.
A deposit for cleaning?
Damage. And for the room space.
The
sometimes people have you put
to
a deposit.
To reserve.
Or because
okay.
even though I'm free, that doesn't mean I won't break something. So sometimes, right, it's a reservation fee that is fully refundable when you return the room in the way you found it.
So a reservation fee.
So now
refundable, she's asking for.
A refundable reservation fee. But she's saying she doesn't want them to see it. I get that. But at the same time, if it's not on here and it's just word of mouth, we just say it. How will we know that, right?
How,
it's not consistently.
How will we know to enforce it or
okay.
to make it consistent?
So we need to add on here. There's no language about reservation fees. Is there?
This would be the
that's the reservation. Right, that $50 and $75 is the reservation fee. She makes them pay their base rate.
So this is the reservation
that's basically what she makes them do. They pay their base rate. And then if they stay too long, she charges them more.
Right.
And if they serve food, she charges them more.
Yes.
But they write a $50 check when they make their reservation.
Okay, so why wouldn't I, if I'm having food, why wouldn't I be charged the $25 there with my
$50? I'm playing the devil's advocate because if you work in customer service, they'll be like, but I'm not this.
Okay.
I'm free. So this, they'll like not apply this to themselves at all. You see what I'm saying? They will say that none of this applies to them because they got it. Wait.
So
we might need to say in that part where you said to the discretion of the director, the reservation fee can be adjusted at the discretion of the director.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to tell the director that that is a $25 refundable fee and
a refundable cleaning fee.
And
cleaning
that be it.
Cleaning
and I think
damage.
That people be like, oh, it's totally refundable. It's totally refundable if you leave the room exactly as you found it.
Right.
Okay, I'll leave my $25 check. And they still have to do the 48 hours. And,
mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
So instead of having anything like you said, because I agree, like, and people will see this, like, new $25, be like, this, the reservation fee can be adjusted at the discretion of the library director. And we just say to the director, this is what we'd like it to be right now.
Right. For them to secure $25.
But she might be like, it was four people. I told them nothing. But other people, you know, like.
Okay. That makes sense now.
We just have to have trust, yeah. All right.
That makes sense.
So let's go back to our list here. Glitter.
Oh.
She wants it added to the list?
Yeah.
Oh. If we have a cleanup fee.
No, but I'm literally, they literally laid out all the stuff people are not. This is
okay.
a contract.
Okay.
This, what we're looking at is actually the contract.
Mm-hmm.
We're calling it the policy. In some ways, it's the policy because it's the right prices, but it's also the contract people sign.
Right.
And I think they would like to add no
okay.
glitter.
Let's
glitter.
Do that.
To
we're
going
to do that to step three. We're going to add
three?
Glitter clause.
Glitter
all right.
Glitter.
We're going to make it official. Okay, groups including children must have adequate chaperones who must always remain in the room. Okay, so there's something about kids
minor.
Here.
I saw that here.
Yeah,
too.
Basic
minor.
Services
number
not provided by the library meeting room attendees may not leave children
number 14.
Less than 11 years old.
All right,
old
so we're
going
to add that to step 14.
Wait, 14? Oh, yeah, or
minors
15.
Minors under 18. What's 15? Babies
15. They said meeting room attendees may not leave children less than 11 years old unattended
okay.
in the library in accordance with library policy. It kind of goes with
together. Well, number 11, 14
right?
15 minus.
And then this group with children. Yeah,
and
just add it.
Merge it between the one that says, you know, my...
I'm going to merge 14 and 15 together. And I'm going to add
that
chaperone.
And when you put it all together, you're like, this is the same thing
yeah.
twice.
Yeah, it looks like
yes.
it.
All right. Adding the liability clause. This is... Now, we have something here at the end. Yorkville Public Library assumes no liability... personal injuries, or for loss of property while in or on the library premises. I'm looking at M5.
Your public library is closing
it's below, it's below 24.
After the end of step 24.
Oh.
Number 24.
Oh, right here.
The one you said M. Oh, I see what you mean, the page.
So her
okay.
ask is...
I think that statement needs to be added to the contract.
Rather than the list of rules, right? Yes.
Or both. Yeah, but it needs to be here so that when they sign,
that's what
they
I was
sign
thinking, yeah.
that this
part
is
the
it.
Part you keep. To the contract. And the policy.
So you get all right. A second paragraph right under I have read.
I don't know about the four.
Otherwise, we'll be in the
court.
Consideration
of the youth.
Okay. And then she has here for your information. Here's all the libraries that have closed rooms.
Yeah. Thanks for the information.
Thanks, Lyle. Okay. So just to recap here. So we are going to make updates to the fee and room reservation and regulations for use of the meeting room documents, along with the Yorkville Public Library meeting room reservation, to reflect that rental fees may be waived by the discretion of the library director. The time of the meeting, we're going to say, well, we're going to reflect that library-sponsored activities get priority, and that community-based activities need to start a half an hour before opening.
After
opening. And no, I keep saying that.
It's like before.
And not to go longer than a half an hour before closing, unless, you know, an exception is made at the discretion of the library director. Capacity will follow, so we already have stated in there the capacity for fire code. We will add that we will not go beyond the current CDC guidelines should they be in place at the time. Reservations can be waived at the discretion of the director.
Does that feel like a repeat?
That's a repeat, yeah.
And instead of saying waived, can we say...
Adjusted.
Even at the beginning. So, like, that was right at the beginning. So, you had it. It is the library's meeting room
fees.
Like
sometimes.
Yeah.
Justin.
So, we could just say meeting rooms. You had it somewhere up there.
At the top.
And I think that's the only thing we need to talk about
Justin.
The fees. That this is it on this paper.
Yep.
But this can be adjusted at the discretion of the director. I would
and
say there is a number for the fire group.
And we'll give Elise a direction that what we mean by that is to waive the $25
cleanup fee.
Room rental fee, but to take a deposit and for reservation and cleanup.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A refundable deposit.
So on number 21 on here, is that where you're going to put in the COVID?
Yeah, that's
COVID?
They already have the fire thing,
yeah.
So you can add the CDC thing
right
there.
That's where I'm going to put the CDC under number 21.
And do you think it needs to be on the contract too?
No.
Mm-hmm. No, because they get this, right? They get this.
So we're adding the CDC to here instead of making the contract too overflowing, right?
Right.
Correct.
And if they put too high a number, she could just be like, sorry, current CDC guidelines are
right.
50, and you
have to put
60.
Yep. We're going to add no glitter under number 3.
Number 3.
That must be an issue.
Oh, this is all the extra. Oh, it's... Glitter gets everywhere. It gets on stuff you never want it to be on.
Yeah.
It'll get in those chairs and never get out. Then it's on the people who sit in the chairs.
Okay. We are then going to talk about chaperones. So number 14 and 15, we're going to consolidate and make sure that we've got chaperones.
It literally says one adult for every 10 minors.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll take their guidance. I mean, if they want to make sure that we have... a chaperone always in the room. If there's groups including children, we can reflect that. So number 17, reservations may be made up to 1 year in advance. She's asking for 90 days in advance.
And completed at least 2 weeks. Yeah. Well, then she says meeting room
right.
form will be completed at least 2 weeks in advance.
I can call and say I need the room.
She said you can't do it more than 90
days. Yes, so we'll
but we want at least 2 weeks.
Advance notice.
Yes.
Yes.
Is advance notice on this list or no? So that we might need to add or no? So we're just updating 17 to say 90 days.
Correct.
Maybe made up to 90 days.
Correct.
But then we might have to add this.
What
that
means?
Weeks
in advance notice?
Appreciated?
it up to 90 days.
See, yeah, cancellations less than 48 hours prior to the scheduled event may result in forfeiture of the meeting room fee,
right,
which is good. So if you were getting it for free, you should still feel like you should cancel so that we could rent it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
How about not, it must be, but reservations made at least 2 weeks in advance are appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Because if somebody calls a week ahead and it's open, we're not going to take their money?
Okay.
Yes,
we are. And then we're going to add this addendum on releasing us from liability.
Mm-hmm.
To
the form also.
The form as well as the regulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she already has that little statement. It just needs to be longer.
Yep.
I guess.
Did I miss anything else?
So on 17, is it 90 days or is it 2 weeks?
It's 90
days. No, 90 days is the max. Like, I can't make a reservation 6 months out.
But 2 weeks is appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
At least 2 weeks.
I think we could put that right at the beginning of 19. Like, a minimum of 2 weeks notice is appreciated. When necessary to camp, like, you could, right? Instead of having another number? Or no? Don't you think
Wait,
the,
so
like,
we're... But she's asking for... That's not for cancellation. She wants 90 days in advance.
Right. That's already on there. That's number... She already has number 17. All your changes from 1 year to 90 days.
Right. Correct.
I'm saying, can we add the 2 weeks is appreciated to number 19?
That's
at the beginning of number 19.
So, but her ask is about the meeting... So I'm looking at page 2 of what she sent over today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bullet 3. Meeting room 4 will be completed at least 2 weeks in advance. So I can call 3 months ahead of time and say, can I have the room
mm-hmm.
3 months from now?
That's
and
number
she
17.
Say yes.
Yes.
And then 2 weeks in advance, I need to give her
form.
This.
But
put it on the books.
If you write it that way, playing devil's advocate, and I call and it's a week because wherever I was going to use closed or is under reservation, and she could go, nope, even though there's no meeting in the room because it's less than 2 weeks. If you put 2 weeks, notice must be, like the form must be filled out with 2 weeks. Instead of saying...
So could we just ask for the room reservation form at the time of...
Booking of reservation?
Yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
is it quiet?
Completed to the best of their ability?
Or you just
if
say
they think I'm having 10 people and ends up being 15, okay.
I would say required at time of reservation.
No reservation is made until I receive the form and the check.
Yeah.
That's how most places do it. Like,
it's required.
It's just word of mouth until I get your form and your check.
And they don't, just
because if I call to hold it and then somebody else comes in with the actual fee and form,
you're going to honor that first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, that might need to be in writing.
And then should we extend the cancellation to, like, 72 hours in advance to give them 3 days ahead of time? Or do we still feel like cancellation less than 48 hours prior could result in forfeiture of your meeting room fee?
I said
give
them 48 hours.
All right.
48 is good. It's like something came up.
Okay.
You can't really...
And we're saying here they have number 5. Only light refreshments are permitted, so that's fine. So we're going to agree that you can have light refreshments. Nobody's plugging crock pots in or anything.
We're running out of time.
We're running out of time.
Yeah.
So anything further at this point?
No, I think those are good.
I think, unless you have... I think it's okay.
Are you gonna like email it to us to read one final
time?
I need
a soft copy of this.
You have to ask her for it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. So that I can.
Is that the word for it? Soft copy.
Yeah.
Electronic.
I would have said a digital copy. Yeah.
Copy.
I was like a soft copy.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're not approving anything. We're just making the revisions, and we'll bring it to the board meeting in November.
Mm-hmm.
No executive session needed. You're adjourned.
Okay.
Yeah.